toward the end of the 20th century, as the corporate world eyed the record-breaking receipts of shows like Cats and Les Mis, it became clear that if you could turn any IP, intellectual property, into a musical, a new stream of profits would come a-calling. It's also true that producers have always been searching for properties that might sing, and often it's a labor of love. So is The Notebook, the musical, now on a national tour at the Orpheum Theater through March 1st, a labor of love, or just another brand name for Broadway's corporate class to exploit for profit? Based on the weepy bestseller by Nicholas Sparks and the 2004 film with Ryan Gosling and Jenna Rollins, among others, The Notebook on Broadway presented theatergoers with a free box of tissues at each performance. The show received mixed reviews and closed after 9 months in December 2024 before embarking on this tour, hoping to make back its investment. Noah Calhoun, an older man, is in a nursing home with his wife, Allie, whose memory has been ripped out by Alzheimer's. The only way to get her to remember is by reading his notebook diary of their life together. She had promised him at the time of her diagnosis that if he does that, she'll come back to him. So we embark on their love story as two couples play Noah and Allie at 17 and again at 27, while old Noah reads to old Allie. But back to the weepy business. Much of the show is saccharine and manipulative, particularly in the flashbacks focusing on parental meddling and class distinctions. And if Allie only focused on the songs, she'd never get her memory back. But there is much more going on here, and Inside the Notebook, the musical, is a much better show than the producers were able to promote. It's a show about loss, loss of memory, loss of mobility, loss of health. In that sense, the creators have focused on musical theater as metaphor, with body movement and dance and snippets of dialogue and song representing the swirl going on in Allie's mind and also Noah's, as she attempts to find meaning inside the chaos. Along that path, the strongest elements are the performances of Beau Gravitt and Sharon Catherine Brown, who shine in their scenes and take the show into places other musicals haven't attempted, and why, ultimately, The Notebook works far better than it should. The Notebook, the musical, plays at San Francisco's Orpheum Theater through March 1st, and for more information, you can go to BroadwaySF.com, which takes you to an AGT ticket site. I'm Rich Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.